Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Zach, is it you that I was speaking to a little while ago from Ellen Howlett?
Yes, yes. Hi, Ellen.
Oh, hi. Figured I'd call you back. It's generally quiet this time of year at the fireplace store, but I did have a customer, so I don't know if you have time to talk now.
Absolutely. I got all the time in the world for you.
Okay, because I am leaving in a little while for a doctor's appointment, so I figured I'd call you.
Okay. So what were you looking to do?
Well, I got a letter in the mail today, and I think, I went online, you know, mm-hmm. and filled it out, and then you called.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do have a small cash advance out there, but it's such high interest, and I am needing more working capital, but yeah, I figured it won't hurt to check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you want to, pay off the cash advance you have now and then maybe net something on top of that for operational capital, or were you looking to just pay that off completely, or?
No, I really hadn't thought about it, you know, which way I want to do it. I have maybe $30,000 out in, cash advance that comes out of my MasterCard and Visa sales.
Okay, so it's a merchant advance.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's all. And, you know, it's going to get busy in here in a month. Mm-hmm. Around August 20th to the 25th, it starts taking off. But, you know, April, May, June, July, you know,
yeah,
quiet.
Mm-hmm. No one's using their fireplace.
Mm-mm. No, not, and we're having a hot summer, so.
Yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose. So is this kind of like a bridge loan in a sense, just to kind of get you through
right.
the slow time?
Yeah. So I figured I would see what might be able to be done.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're familiar with working capital loans. The way that our works is we're able to lend 10 to 15% of your top line revenue, you know, to use as you see fit. The purposes that you had stated, that'd be a perfect reason. Would you happen to know what you did in sales last year?
Yeah, about $420,000.
Okay. Just based off that number, we could get you perhaps upwards of 60 to 65. I know that's not what you need, but it could potentially be made available to you, to help cover what you're looking to do.
Do you have to pay off the cash advance to do that?
That is one avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would net the remaining balance to do for your operational capital purposes. Is that what you're kind of hoping?
It's not going to give me much money. I don't know if it would be worth it. You know, you say 50 grand and you have to pay off 33 or 34 grand. So I don't mm-hmm. know if it would be worth it. 15 grand, you know?
Right. So was there any equipment needs as well, or was it just predominantly capital that you're looking for?
No, I really don't have any equipment needs. It's just to buy more merchandise for the store as I'm getting ready.
Oh, yeah.
I've been getting stuff in already, but I'm getting ready because September 1st it goes, you know?
Yeah.
It's September through February that I do the 400 grand, you know?
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, it's a very painless process to see what we could make available to you. We just have a one-page application. You know, we look at some bank statements, a tax return, and then the contract of the existing loan that you have, and we can get you some feedback inside of 24 hours, you know, to see if it might be something worth it for you or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
There's no obligation. There's no obligation to you at all. You know, and again, it's a cash flow based loan, so it sounds like if there's cash flow there, we could definitely, you know, bring on some additional capital for you. It's just a matter of the amounts, the terms, and all that. I don't want to throw out some numbers out there arbitrarily and then them not be accurate.
Right. Well, do you want to email me the application?
Absolutely.
What do you want? 12? Because if I just show you my last four bank statements, it looks like crap. If I show you the last 12, it's totally different, you know?
That's a better idea. That would give us a better snapshot. And again, knowing that it is seasonal, that works in your favor as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what I can do is I have E.G. Howlett at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Clear?
Yes.
I could put together the list of the documents that we would require. So the 12 months would definitely give us a better snapshot because it is seasonal. And then the tax return and then the contract for the existing loan that you have. And then we can get you feedback inside of 24 hours to see if it's something that might be feasible for the business.
Okay.
And then I will put that together and have it over to you in about 10 minutes. You have my contact number, so if any questions
arise. I haven't done my taxes for this year.
Okay.
I did them in October.
No problem. The 2014 with an extension is okay as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'll give you the list, and then, again, my contact information and fax numbers and all that good stuff will be on there as well.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Ellen, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any further questions before we get off the phone?
I don't think so. Not really.
No. Okay. All right. Well, keep your eyes peeled. I'll shoot that email over to you shortly, and then we'll go from there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.